in like in these magazines I find it was like, you know, ankles behind the neck, like you're seeing, you can see kidney. You can see,
like she's shooting piss in a cup. I saw one in a Hustler like that. It was a girl peeing into another girl's mouth, and I was like.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Welcome, everybody, to Geek Life HQ. I'm Justin with an E.
I'm Matt.
Producer Matt.
Producer Matt. And we have Shannon.
I'm back, everyone.
We got Shannon filling in for Justin with an
I. I was about to say my second half.
Your better half?
Better half?
I heard that someone says, bring the girl on.
Yeah, usually when one of us is gone, they're like, bring her back.
So I'm back.
Nice.
They don't like me every time I'm gone. They're like, he doesn't need to come back.
Cooper had like a nerd emergency, so I don't know what he needed.
He took too much blue chew.
Yeah, he took a couple.
he got a feather stuck up his bunghole.
He was watching too much Wiggles.
No podcast that I listen to anymore talks about blue chew.
We still do.
Hmm? Kind of. We actually cut.
We cut back a little bit.
Yeah, I think everyone is.
Yeah.
Hey.
I wonder why.
Because they spent all their advertising dollars. Because actually, they were like, everybody's locked in their house, so we're just going to advertise blue chew because all people are doing is fucking right now.
A lot of people are pregnant that I know.
Exactly.
Or blue chew. Their sales skyrocketed.
Yeah,
we don't need to advertise anymore because
everybody talks about.
People are just joking about, you know.
But I think it was they were smart. They were like, everybody's locked in their house, so they're doing a couple of things: they're eating, they're shopping online, and they're fucking.
In that order,
pretty That's much. And then when you get done fucking, you're back to eating, and then you online shop, and then you go to bed. That was everybody's day during COVID.
I'm all about the bed sleeping over anything.
I mean, so they were probably just like, let's advertise the shit out of this. They made all their money, and they're like, we're good. They blew their load, and they're like, we're done.
Their metaphorical load.
Yeah, they're budgeting on advertising load.
That's funny, man. Jesus, dude.
Yeah, so we were talking about ASMR before we started recording.
Yeah.
And how fucking weird it is, because Shannon was chewing gum right into the microphone. I said, we're just going to do this for an hour. We're just going to record her chewing gum.
Dude, I'm sure somebody would want to listen to that.
It'd probably be our highest rated show ever.
I'm sure.
I know people who listen to that just straight in their earphones all day.
Why?
I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Like, I don't get it. Like, and then like people that like watch videos of like stuff being cut like perfectly and stuff.
Oh,
like,
that's
soothing.
That is soothing.
I don't know. Man.
When you see that sand... Just cut perfectly,
the kinetic sand.
I get chills. I'm like yes.
I see. I'll when I'm scrolling on Facebook, I'll give that about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, next one. Then
no.
I keep scrolling, dude.
It's got me hooked. I'm like, ooh.
Nah. Or I like the one where it's that machine that crushes stuff.
Yeah.
Or it's that kind of compactor that like just like sucks stuff in, and a dude throws this like random shit in it and to see if it'll like.
Yeah, I've seen
compact
those.
It. That's what I like watching.
You want to know what I like watching? Is the dickhead that like goes in like a brownie train, cuts the fucking middle out
to
piss
like
everybody
side,
off.
Like a, not even,
oh,
not
yeah.
even,
yeah. It's like off-center.
Not even
like,
the square, just like it's fucking like diagonal in there. Yeah.
Those things make me so mad because I'm such like a perfectionist where I have to have everything even and straight. Those drive me nuts.
See, I'm that way when it comes to pizza. I don't eat the middles. When it's cut into squares, I only eat the crust parts.
I eat the middles. They're the best.
Yeah,
it's fucking pizza, dude.
It's
I eat the whole thing. I'm not picky.
I'm all about squares.
Nah, I like my pizza in triangles, so I get the edges.
It depends. If I'm eating New York style, like I just like it because you can fold that shit. Chicago, thin crust, I like it squared because it's crackery. You can't fold it, so I like the Chicago. Deep dish, that's for tourists. Nobody really eats it.
No, we eat it.
Every once in a while.
You eat it
like
once
like
a year when you live here.
No, we eat it about 3-4 times a year.
But like everybody that like, when they don't live in Chicago, they think that's all we fucking eat. They're like, what's the best place to eat deep dish? I'm like, fucking tourists. That's when your friends come into town, that's where you take it.
I don't know,
like, let's
man.
Go get deep dish.
When we lived in Chicago, we went to Pequod's probably every other month.
That's because it's Pequot's.
Yeah, that's Pequot's.
That's different.
That's like, different.
They burn it and make it look all good.
It's
and
good.
It just
dude.
Fucking looks delicious.
So good.
No sponsorship needed from them. We will always talk good things about Pequot's.
Always.
Yeah. No, I agree. I like Pequot's.
Yeah.
It's one of the, it's one of those Chicago things that I actually do go back to the city for.
Geno's East? Fuck them, though.
Nasty. Giordano's nasty.
I like Giordano's.
No.
See, I don't like Giordano's.
It's cardboard.
Yeah.
It tastes like cardboard.
I like it.
See, I like Geno's East over Giordano's because I like the butter crust.
Buttercrust all lose, the way. Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's is the best.
Yes.
That's what I'm just saying, though. Geno's East over Giordano's for me.
Nah.
Neither.
Neither. No, no, no. I like Giordano's just because I used to go there with my dad and shit. We used to go there once a week. And I just have, like, fond memories of going to Giordano's and getting the deep dish. And, like, to me, yeah, the crust isn't special, but their sauce is different than Lou's. And I think it's not better, but it's still good for me.
See, I've always – the one place in Chicago that I've never got to try that I've always wanted to go to is Oven Grinder Pizza. Never have you ever been. Seen that? That's, like, no. They serve it like
– Is that the one that's, like, in a bowl?
Yeah, like, they serve it like a pot pie almost. Yeah. And they flip it upside down when they bring it to you, and it looks good as shit.
I'd probably die.
Nah. But it's cash only and all that. It's kind of crazy.
Nah.
Those are all the legit places in Chicago. If you go somewhere and it's like cash only.
Yeah, that's how you know it's like a local place when they're like cash only.
That's how you know they're paying their illegals in the back to wash dishes, dude, because it's cash only.
Yeah, because they're like, hey, guy, it's a fucking cash bar only.
Cash only.
Donnie says to only bring cash to the Wahlburgers because he's having some iOS troubles. All these new stores opening up ain't cutting it.
No, he was taking from the other stores.
Mm-hmm. He was taking the food supplies.
Was he?
Yeah, because
that's what we got some like
insight from the Milwaukee Wahlburgers. We went up there and we were like asking about, you know, like Chicago opening. And like, oh yeah, you know, like St. Charles opened, and you know they're taking all our, they're hijacking all our orders because they were nonstop busy, and then we were running out of stuff. And I'm like, that sucks.
I mean, it makes sense though, because like you knew St. Charles was gonna be fucking busy because Donnie's here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, if Donnie was in Milwaukee, Milwaukee would be the business.
Dude, he spent
you know?
Like 2 weeks at the store, dude, like going every day.
I'm just saying, though, whatever one they're at, that's going to be the business.
No, for sure, dude.
If, you know, fucking Mark was at one, dude, fucking Mark's would be the business.
When Mark shows up, he only does about 35 minutes, and he's fucking
that's
out.
That's how he has to.
And he's like, peace be with you, I'm out.
Inspire to be better.
Inspire to be better.
Yeah, take some Inspire and have a burger, and fucking see you guys later.
He's like kissing babies, shaking hands. He's like, I'm out in 10 minutes.
Say what? Hello to your mother. For me.
Say hello to your mother for me. Watch Shooter. Buy Shooter on the new Blu-ray special.
When Mark Wahlberg is older and he's not doing movies anymore and he's just doing like Comic Cons because he's broke as shit, I just hope every person that comes to the table, he goes, hey, say hello to your mother for me.
Dude,
I feel like that will never happen.
No way.
Happen.
Dude,
come
he has
on.
His hands in so many things with money-wise. Like, he is like the brains behind the expansion of Wahlburgers. So he is like their financier.
Yeah, but you always have those fucking rich fucks that like their heads get too big and they expand too far, and then
he
it
won't
just
be
takes one
them.
Thing to take them down.
He
I don't
won't
think
be,
it'll be him.
He won't be one of them. I don't, there's no way.
Well, it happened to Donnie.
It did, but he
so
was
he
all
probably saw
he
it.
Was like drugs and stuff too. So
right? I don't know I'm about just, that, but I know once you see it happen to like a family member, I would hope that you'd be like, I'm not gonna be like that.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
He's got a smart
but
wife
maybe,
too,
like,
so.
You know, like, Donnie gets back on the drugs. He's like, Mark, I got a fucking wicked good investment idea. Mark's like, you're my brother. I'll fucking invest, guy. Next thing you know, they're fucking broke.
Jeez. And they're doing vanilla nut taps in the parking lot. Yeah.
He's like, fucking Jenny left me, man.
No. It's like in Boogie Nights. And he's like sucking the vanilla nut taps out of back of trucks, dude.
Dick.
Just, by the way, you got a price tag on you.
Yeah.
We're in Matt's domain of eBay listings.
I'm $100.
Nice, dude. 100
or is that $1?
There's no point, so.
All right, we'll give it to her. She's $100.
Nice,
least.
Dude. Dude, the one thing I wanted to talk about this week was the new Mandalorian trailer for season 2.
As you were pricing out Star Wars figures, that's our segue into the Mandalorian.
But, dude, I saw that fucking trailer, and it was like everything that they could possibly do right, they did.
Well, I mean, it looked amazing. After you texted me, I was expecting a little more. I think you hyped it up a little too much for me because I got that. I was expecting like a mind-blowing trailer, and I was like, it looks good. Nowhere near the text you sent me.
Yeah, so I got a text. I was working. I was working today, and I got a text that said, come up and watch this real quick. No joke. My jaw dropped. So I'm like,
it did.
Okay, what is this even about? And I go up there. I'm like, eh.
Dude.
Like, it doesn't look bad. It looks like it's a good season, but the way you were talking, it was like, I blew my fucking load, man. Oh, God, I just orgasmed watching this shit.
dude, that fucking chase scene with those speeders hopping, that looked cool as shit.
That's
why
I said it looked cool as shit. I love the little scene with like Baby Yoda hits the little like his little cage thing and it like closes.
He's like super quick, dude. He's like, and he's like, I love that part,
but
dude.
I did have to laugh because in the trailer, I swear they said this is the way 20 times.
Oh, they did. Oh, they totally did. They did.
Probably.
Because I was like, okay. What's her Elizabeth? What's her name? Who's does the voice of the chick Mandalorian?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The blonde haired chick. She was in shit. She was in like Power Rangers and fucking.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. Banks. Elizabeth
Banks? That's it.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Because I swear she said this is the way probably at least 5 times
in her like Bane-esque voice.
And like he
well,
said,
he kept asking questions, so she
And then he said, "This is the way." Probably like I'm like, I get it. That's like an awesome catchphrase and stuff,
yeah.
But you're kind of overdoing it in the trailer. Like, throw
what
it
if,
at the end.
What if the child said, this is the way? Oh,
that's
that
his first.
Would have
is
been
it
a,
the way?
That would have been a jaw drop right there.
I honestly, I don't think you're ever going to hear Baby Yoda talk, dude. It's just going
to
just
to be honest,
ruin it.
I think if it was a jaw-dropping moment for me, it would be like when that like the trailer goes dark, all of a sudden you hear like Yoda's voice.
Yeah.
It was like, the way it is.
I'd that
be
would
like,
be cool.
Yes, but that's like, when I'd be like, yes.
I honestly thought they were gonna take the series in a different direction, and I like the way they're doing it right, dude. They're taking it in just a way they're gonna bring back characters from the movies,
oh, yeah.
and it's gonna end, you know, and all these characters and all the characters you love from the original movies.
Yep.
I think that's what they're like gunning towards now, and I think that's awesome.
I like, but I was just saying though, like the way you described it, man. I like when that scene like went
good,
dark.
Man.
I was expecting like either like to hear like a.
Yeah.
When it went dark, I was like, "What happened?"
Yeah.
I was
it was
like
it was like a minute long darkness with just you hearing like the bullet things going off,
and I
was
like, "Okay."
That's why I was like, I'm either expecting like a voice of like a main character from the movie to like hear it, or like Darth Vader's like. Because, dude, if that happened, then I would be like, yes, this trailer just became fucking epic.
Because, I mean, Darth Vader could be in it.
He could. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, if the scene went black and then you heard that fucking deep breathing, dude, I'd be like, Oscar.
There were no spoilers.
There were, it was
yeah,
it was
very vague.
Yeah, it's very vague. Nothing to get you too excited.
I got me excited.
Yeah, clearly. nothing too exciting. Where I was like, oh, my God. Except for Baby Yoda. He's too cute. And when he did close his little crib.
No, he
was
it was awesome because he was super fucking fast, too. He was like, nyuk.
I just like, he just gives him that look like, oh, shit, and then hits the button.
That just
cool.
means he's learning.
He totally
knows about Mando, and he's like, okay, boom.
I love it, dude. That's why it's cool.
Man. I mean, they're definitely ramping up the Baby Yoda merchandise for this next season.
Oh,
dude, there's the Baby Yoda waffle maker now. There's the Baby Yoda.
Toaster.
Yeah, there's a toaster.
See,
there's fucking like condoms. And
your
whole kitchen.
They fucked up with season one, and now they're trying to make up for it, and they're gonna oversaturate the market, and it's nothing that shit's gonna be.
Yep.
One's gonna want any.
I know Build-A-Bear now has a Baby Yoda.
Oh really?
Yeah, I saw it at the mall.
I feel like
the other
they
day.
Wanted it to be a surprise. I don't think that they did that on purpose. I think they wanted you to fall in love with him in season one.
They still could have had the merch ready because there was shit on the black market coming out quicker than Disney released.
Well, I think the main problem was Disney released a lot of stuff before The Mandalorian, and it was met with so-so reaction. So they're like, I don't know how this is because Star Wars fans, they're fucking fickle bitches.
Yeah.
They are the most fucking fickle bitch fans there are on the planet. I love Star Wars. The fans are... Actually, no. Star Trek are probably worse.
Probably.
Yeah. But Star Wars is second to that.
Yeah.
Because they are so fucking fickle about details.
Yeah.
So they were probably like, if we put it out, they might not like Baby Yoda. And to like true Star Wars fans, they probably don't.
I don't know, man. The
fair weather fans like us that are like, oh, there's good movies and bad ones and all that. We fucking love Baby Yoda. We wanted Baby Yoda.
He's cute.
I don't know, dude. I think you like Star Wars. You like Baby Yoda because Yoda in itself, he isn't shown very much in the original three movies. Yeah, he has a couple scenes, but like he's so like mysterious, and they're treating the child the same exact way.
Well, Yoda's he's a character that everybody loves.
Yeah, and that's how can you not like fucking the child, dude? Come on.
Dude, I'm not arguing with you. I fucking love him.
I'm just saying, Disney and Hasbro should have had that shit, like, made.
But I think they were waiting to see how people accepted it. And
they
the problem was, is it caught on like fucking gangbusters, man. That shit caught fire, well, and everyone's like, Baby Yoda!
Well, it was a couple things happened, dude. Like, it came out at the right exact time, and everybody was at home because of COVID. So it was like...
Actually, no, it came out before
that?
The show?
Yeah.
It came out way before that. It ended before COVID.
Yeah, it ended in like, probably like end of November.
Well, still. My point...
So they more like shit the bed for Christmas.
They shit the bed.
They didn't have anything for Christmas.
But people rewatched it, and it was like, it was just the right time for them because people were home and rewatching it, and I think all the memes and
everything. I think the memes definitely
helped
build that series. Was a lot of people who are like, oh, I don't want to watch it because I'm not a huge Star Wars fan.
You
totally were. Like, we had to talk you into it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not watching it.
Like, me and Justin were like down here like, oh, it's such a great show. And you're like, it's Star Wars.
I started watching it before him.
He did.
Like a few episodes in, and I was like hooked, and he was like, that stuff's stupid.
Yeah, see, like, that's how it was. Me and Justin were over here, like, flipping out, like, dude, this is the greatest show ever. It's amazing. He's just like, I might watch it.
That's how I get him on most shows. I watch a few episodes, and then he's like, what's this stupid stuff? And then he gets hooked.
Yeah.
All the time.
Come on. That's how I am, man. I like what I like, and I don't like what I don't like.
He is a little hard to persuade sometimes because he's like, nope, not going to watch it. And then he watches it and he's like, I liked it.
Yeah.
You're like,
I'll admit when I like stuff. Come on.
Or he's like, I kind of liked it.
And I said, dude, like when I fucking watched it, we watched Mandalorian and I told you guys, dude, I watched it. You were right. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it's this fucking Star Wars savior, dude, because it was kind of going down, dude. I know they did the lands and stuff, you know, Galaxy's Edge and stuff.
The last three movies were meh. They were horrible.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, it's totally on the back, the uptick with that stock because of Baby Yoda, dude.
Well, the problem is a lot of fans didn't like Solo as a movie.
I didn't watch it.
I liked Solo. I thought Solo was actually
really... I'll watch it.
It's a Ron Howard movie, dude. Ron Howard took a piece of shit and made it great because... They switched so many things halfway through production that's why a lot of people are just shitting on the movie. They're like, it's, you know, I'm like, dude, fucking Ron Howard took over and he made it a Ron Howard movie, which tell me a Ron Howard movie that's not fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one. He's good at everything for some reason. Fucking Happy Days, man. Fucking he's great. He should just stick the Fonz and everything to make it even better.
And then his daughter's doing Mandalorian. So there you go.
Exactly.
Henry Winkler covered in bees.
Little Nicky reference, dude.
I like Solo. I'll be honest, Rogue One, I fucking thought that was garbage. I have yet to finish it. I have tried to watch it three times and I've fallen asleep all three times.
It looks like a boring movie.
It is garbage.
The two I haven't seen are Han Solo and Rogue One, and I haven't seen any of the cartoon stuff.
I don't watch the cartoons.
Didn't they have one with Lando? Isn't there a movie?
They're talking about making.
Oh, okay.
They haven't made it yet.
With what's his face?
With
Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
Donald Glover.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. We'll see. I'll watch Han Solo and see.
Yeah, I would say give Solo a watch. I liked it.
I just don't like that character who plays him.
He's not bad in the movie, though.
Nah.
They should make a Baby Yoda ride.
What would it be?
Everyone would love it.
What would
it
be?
Who knows?
Oh, dude. You could sit in the little fucking carrier thing.
Oh.
And you can close it.
Yes.
And it like closes on you and opens up. And
I don't know, man. As an adult man, you're probably not gonna be riding that. It's gonna be made for kids.
Oh no,
dude, they can make one adult size.
I don't think they would ever do that,
dude. You're telling me people fucking bite into anything. You'd do it.
I tried to ride the one Jurassic Park ride, but they were like, "Sir, this is for kids." And I'm
what
like,
if they make like a Mandalorian one, and then he's just with Baby Yoda, and you have to like help him do something.
I could see it
like,
being
that'd be
that.
A ride.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
I could see him being that. Something like that. More like kind of like the Spider-Man ride.
Yeah, you have to like help him get away.
They hop in every once in a while. And then he's like, and then Baby Yoda's like waving at you and stuff. Do the hand thing.
That would be amazing. Because I know they do have like the new ride with like Kylo Ren where you have to escape him.
Yeah.
But if you had to help Mando and Baby Yoda complete a mission.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money.
I'm sure they'll make one.
I'm sure, dude. I mean, they're leaving that park open to do more rides. I mean, there's only a few at Galaxy.
They'll refresh it after like a year or two.
Yeah.
So I'm sure one
will
come.
For sure, man. I think so.
I'm sure one will come.
I'll wait in line. And I don't wait in line for rides.
I wanted to get to Disney, you know, this year and do Galaxy's Edge, one of them. But I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year's almost up, so
I know.
Time's a ticking.
You know.
I kind of wanted to go to Disney this year, too. I was kind of like, oh, I want to do a lot of trips this year, and fucking nothing happened.
Yeah.
The vid got us.
We got we got one trip planned, though. We're going down to Georgia in the beginning of November.
Looking for a soul to steal?
Looking for a soul to steal. Yeah, no.
Crossroads.
Crossroads, yeah, Crossroads Demon. We're going to sell our souls for some, for some lottery money. No,
Matt
no.
went down to Georgia. He was looking for a sign to steal.
Yeah. You got any Chick-fil-A signs I can steal and sell on eBay?
Dwarf House.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, we're going down there for a YouTuber like meetup with a bunch of other YouTube channels.
Is it your yearly?
Yearly one, yeah. Yeah. We're doing that for a couple of days, and then we're going down to outside Atlanta, and we're going to do – every
Walking Dead, duh.
Every single filming location we can think of, we're gonna try to do a video
and
on.
Don't say them.
I'm not gonna say them.
I don't want anyone.
You guys,
to steal
you guys
our
should
idea.
Just go to Savannah and do Forrest Gump.
Nah,
we already been there.
It's overdone.
Yeah, we've know a few people.
You can do
who've
Midnight
done
it. In the Garden of Good and Evil. Too.
We like
that's
movies.
A good movie.
We like movies like Rookie of the Year. Our filming locations video for that, to where it's you remember it from your childhood, at, you know, growing up watching it. And we like under the radar movies, not so much big blockbusters. We like those kind of like, you know, smaller budget movies.
Well, fine then.
I'm just saying that's what we like doing.
And Walking Dead.
And Walking Dead.
Well, stuff. Why didn't you do one for Munger Road, dude? You're right here. It was filmed in St. Charles.
Maybe. We have some things in the works for up here too.
Yeah.
Some mob movies and.
We gotta figure it out.
You know, some kids movies and stuff. So. Yeah, we are just, you know, thinking about, we're thinking what direction we want to take the channel in, and we want to do more, we want to spend more time on the individual videos than try to rush a video out every week.
I was looking at your guys' channel, the Duo Finds, just to plug you guys. I was like, man, they haven't released a video in a while.
No, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of things in the oven cooking, man, so.
It's hard when Matt plans stuff every single weekend, you know, like selling it. His flea markets and stuff.
Well, I unexpectedly had to
the duo sells kind of took over.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I had to, you know, with changing career paths, you know, it's hard to balance, dude.
As long as you're making money, I don't think anybody's going to complain.
Oh, no, but.
If you were making more money off of YouTube, then I'm sure Shannon would be complaining.
No, I mean, it's a fine line, and we definitely don't want to neglect the channel, but we want to take the time and spend it. More, you know, spend it on better videos.
Yeah,
you know, like
quality over quantity.
Oh, for sure. Because we were rushing them, and I think we took our time on that Rookie of the Year video, and like we did like the cut scenes, and we did like saying his name wrong, and we took the time to like really like go out and research that and make a good video, and I think it shows. Even though the plays aren't really racking up on that video, but it could. You know, I mean, it's there. It's out there.
Hey,
people.
If it makes you happy,
it does. Yeah, we like filming locations. And, you know, I think I want to start doing, like, thrift store videos, too. Like,
why don't you film while you're at the flea market?
It's difficult because there's a lot of work to set up. You know,
he's too busy wheeling and dealing, you know.
Well, then, I'm just saying, when he walks around and he's looking for shit, film it.
I don't know.
He's not able to, like, the other flea market I went on Saturday and picked up some cool stuff.
Yeah.
But he was, like, stuck at the
I was
at
stuck
the booth.
At my booth.
Yeah.
Helping my friend. And it's just, like, you're just, like, taking money and you're like, oh, how much? And, you're literally just moving around.
Well, I get while you're selling when you can't film. I get that part. But I'm talking about when you're, like, walking around looking for your own stuff.
Oh, we do. We haven't been to a flea market that we just really bought at. You know, when I go to Wilmot, we're not there long enough to make a video. We like to get in and get out, you know. But I'm talking about doing – I want to do I make my rounds through all the thrift stores around here, and I want to maybe do, like, a monthly, like, you know, like, here's what I found this month at the thrift stores, and maybe take some B-roll when I'm there, and then I'll just do, like, maybe a 10-minute-long video of, like, what I found in a month, and then I could talk about it. Because people, like – there's people who watch that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, no. There's definitely people who like, you know? Like – unboxing videos and everything. There's content for everybody because everybody has different tastes and likes and everything else. So
and we got told about penny sales.
Oh, at Dollar General, there's a thing they don't announce it, but they clear their stock.
Yeah.
And they mark stuff as at a penny. So like,
I want to know when one of these sales.
I know,
is.
And you toys, soap, shampoo, all kinds of. I'm not gonna be buying the shampoos and stuff.
So when you see those people at like Swambarama and they're, you know, wheeling and dealing those like V soap, what are they called, like V1 soap? And they probably got it at the penny.
Whatever, man. Buy it for a penny, sell it for a buck.
Fuck, dude. If I could fill a Dollar General cart for $10 and turn that into $1,000, I'll do that any day of the week, dude.
I would do that all the time. I would hit every Dollar General up that day, build up stock, but and just go nuts.
People already do that.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's just, you have to
but
find.
I guess there's like special things. I don't know. We were being told like this crazy stuff and we were like, what? You have to like know. And then she said there's like a, it's kind of like a princess and a pea kind of situation where like if you know that the store is going to remodel.
Yeah.
Then they discount everything.
Everything is a penny. Just to clear it out so they don't have to store it.
Makes sense.
Or throw insane. It away. So you, and she was like, it's so hard to find those.
I can imagine.
But, you know, like there's websites dedicated to listing what days they're doing it. So
I never knew of these.
Yeah, so
yeah, we just found out.
Definitely going to research it. I mean, we may not do a YouTube video on it because it's just going to be stuff that I'm flipping at flea markets.
It's just us throwing stuff into the cart penny.
Yeah, like
it's just you going to the shelf and like
like supermarket sweep.
Yeah.
You
just fucking sticking your arm in the shelf and just knocking it into the cart.
Oh my god, dude.
And then you fighting like a short person.
I asked when I was at Walmart this Sunday, I asked like the soap guy, I'm like, hey,
the soap guy.
I'm like, well, you know what I mean, like the guy with all the shit, like
the guy who sells soap that smells like shit.
Like you can literally like tell he went. I'm like, hey, did you do the Dollar Penny or Dollar General penny thing? And he's like, oh yeah, that's where we get all this. I'm like, okay, cool. Just check in. Keep on walking. Didn't buy anything.
And then the guy's like,
you bastard!
How did you know about that?
He's like, now another person knows. We have to kill him.
No shit. Hope not.
Next time I see that guy, I'm punching him right in the dick.
I hope not. That's
bad.
Dude,
you got that soap mafia, bro. They're gonna be like,
right?
You don't come into our territory.
Well, we did a video.
You've already encroached on nerd territory.
I know, right?
So you're gonna encroach on the soap territory.
Well, sure, dude, we did a video at.
And then you're gonna get the sock territory.
At Swaparama.
Hey, SA, you don't touch our socks, man.
We did one at the Allsup location, and you know, I was talking shit about shea butter at the end of it because there was a vendor that just had like tubes of like homemade shea butter.
No, you know how like those gallon ice cream?
Yeah,
it was gallon.
You know, back in the day when you're like poor, so that's all you would get.
Yeah,
like that would be like contained
the shea butter.
Shea butter,
but it was all homemade. And I was like, I talked some shit at the end of it. I'm like, oh, who's going to buy homemade shea butter at the flea market? I was just like totally joking. And I have people commenting, oh, you racist, dude. Like, you talking shit about shea butter. I'm like, I don't even know what you use it for, dude. I'm literally just fucking
saying. I never put it on my toast.
Seriously, like, I'm not racist. Like, I just, like, I'm not buying homemade fucking soap at the fucking Swaparama.
Okay, let's
and
be honest.
Sip, dude.
The word of 2020 is racist.
Oh, I know. But this was even before that.
You're like, oh, I just farted. And you're like, oh, your fart smells racist.
Yeah.
That's just the word of 2020.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
If it was Sesame Street, that's what the word of the day
word of the day would be. Racist.
Every day.
Elmo, you're a racist. Yay.
Elmo don't like racist.
Oh my god.
No comment.
Oh yeah.
Elmo would be an Antifa, dude. Look at him. He's already red, dude. Imagine him dressing up in a little black vest and like a little bandana.
Elmo burn shit down.
Yeah. throwing little Molotov cocktails and he's like you know what he does?
Starting those
he
forest
shakes.
Fires in Oregon.
You know, he runs back and forth.
Yeah.
Isn't there that meme with, like, the fire blast behind Elmo?
Yeah.
And it's, like, always something, like, terrible?
See?
There you go.
There he is. He's
predicted. Right?
Elmo likes to fuck shit up.
Oh, my God, dude. That's hilarious, dude.
So, yeah, since we talked about Star Wars, I'm going to talk about big news of the week. Chris Evans sent a picture of his dick out to everybody.
Oh, I heard about
what?
This.
Yeah.
I heard he put something on Instagram, like suitable for work.
It slipped. I guess he meant to post something else, but he posted a dick pic.
Oh, wow.
To Instagram.
It was either Instagram or Twitter, one of the two.
Jeez,
I heard it was
dude.
Instagram, and then like people were commenting, and then he was like, oh, no, and then he took it down, and he said he was like super embarrassed.
I mean, I'm sure he was, but I will give it to him. He turned it around like brilliantly. Like, right after he put that dick pic out, he's like, well, now that I got your attention, go vote.
Oh, jeez, dude.
That's what he put, but... Yeah, he totally dick.
Now I gotta Google this.
I know.
I'm sure someone captured
it. Shit, dude, what's that dick look like?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, man.
I've heard it's actually impressive, but I have not seen it.
Is it like a pretty dick?
Reaching for
is
the
it? I'm sure it is, dude. He's a fucking pretty boy, so you know, I'm fucking like, shit.
That
it's like
doesn't
a
mean
dick.
Anything. Get out
like,
of
like his helmet.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Like, what dick is actually attractive looking?
Well, dude. There's attractive dicks, and then there's like, holy fuck, what is that?
I mean, I don't think it's a big old fucking veiny
dick.
Did
you get burned by a branding iron? What is that? Like, what's all that extra shit hanging underneath?
You mean it's like perfectly straight?
Like, it's like, you know, smooth. The length and girth, it's smooth.
His
helmet.
Balls are proportionate to shaft.
Yeah, like his helmet, like, it looks really nice.
It's circumcised.
Yeah, super circumcised, you know, and it's like, yeah, it looks like a pretty fucking dick, dude. Like, that's what I want to see.
His dick got smart pack.
Yeah, smart pack. He's like, I packed the cow with my dick.
It goes fucking back and forth. It's smart pack.
That's how he fucks all his chicks, dude. He's like, my dick is smart pack. It does it all on its own.
Yeah,
it
fucking goes backwards and forwards.
Goes back, he's going to ask it.
Does your dick got smart pack?
Yeah, it's got smart. See that dick? You see that dick, Chris? It's go Red Sox.
Then you got Casey Affleck on the other side, and he's like, bitch, you like these vanilla nut taps?
Yeah, and he just whacks him, dude. Oh, my God, dude. And Shannon's looking for this dick pic, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. What else? What else? News this week, man.
News this week. Oh, fuck. I don't fucking think there was a bunch this week, honestly. I mean, I think the dick pic was the big news. I mean, Cardi B's getting divorced, but you said you didn't want to fucking talk two shits about that.
I don't care about that, dude.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Let's see. Let's scroll through the news right now.
Is there like a nerd news like thing?
I do have one.
Nerd news.
Yeah, there's really nothing.
There's no news.
No, but there is nudes, though.
I guess Hocus Pocus is coming out in 4K Blu-ray for Halloween.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. Anyone watch Halloween Town?
No.
That's my jam. That's what I do around this time.
I want to talk about something. I don't know if it's fucking real or not. I've seen it. It was going around this film review thing that I'm a part of on Facebook. It seems fake to me. I don't know if it is. I was talking about a Netflix documentary called Killing Puppies.
Killing puppies.
Yeah, I guess it's a documentary about just killing puppies.
I don't know, man.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't know if it was real or not. It looked kind of fake.
That might be fake news, dude.
But
I haven't heard anything about. Only thing I've heard about Netflix is that Cuties show about like the little kids.
Yeah,
like,
there's that Cuties documentary, which everyone's like boycotting, and yeah, which I get it.
Well, they should. You know, I mean, that's not right.
It's disgusting. Let's talk about California saying it's okay for an 18-year-old to fuck an 8-year-old.
Okay, but that bill, I'm not for it, dude, but that bill...
Nobody is.
No, I'm just saying that bill is directed towards like gay people, but specifically men in the gay community who have younger boyfriends that might not be of age, and they're going to jail even though it's consensual. That's what that's directed towards. But still, that leaves so much... like. So much bad shit's gonna happen from that. You know, that shouldn't be a thing, dude.
Update on the puppy murder. Puppy murder is not real. News of the fake movie originates from a satirical website called The Babylon Bee.
Called puppymurder.com.
So we don't have to worry about that.
Well, that's good.
Because, dude, yeah, like, they made, like, a whole, like, screenshot of it and everything. It looked real as shit.
It looks like they're trying to shoot, like, a dog. In the picture.
That's not nice.
Ooh, come on.
And then if you read the description, it says, in this provocative film, the director just literally murders puppies to teach you murdering puppies is bad.
Jesus, dude. That sounds like a Sacha Baron Cohen thing, dude. You know?
Well, he's coming out with a very serious film called Chicago 7.
I watched a speech. He was doing some speech about, like, pedophilia. And, dude, he is a smart-sounding man. I may not agree with his politics 100%, but he's definitely, like, on the right side.
When he's not trying to be a complete retarded jackass, he's actually sounds very intelligent.
Oh, dude, and he shocked me with this speech. And I was like, man, if more people were well thought out and well spoken like him, things might get done, dude. You know?
Well, the thing is like, he's actually, like, I forgot what other movie he did where he was a very serious role. And it was like, damn, he's actually good as, like, a serious actor.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he do more of this? Because
that's his, not, he's pigeonhole, man, as,
oh, it was called Spy. It was on Netflix.
Mm.
And it was actually really good, but I don't know, like, he does shit. Oh, he was in Les Miserables, too, and he did great in that. And
did you see that speech, Shannon, I was talking about, or no? Of him?
No.
Yeah, you look it up, it's pretty good. Yeah.
But yeah, he sticks to Borat. I mean, I get it, that's what he makes money with, but...
Yeah.
Well, he's doing the Chicago 7 now. It's a serious movie that's coming out on Netflix.
What's it about?
The Chicago 7.
It's about race wars back in the, like, 70s.
Yeah.
You know.
On other news, I finally got to watch The Greatest Showman.
I still haven't yet to watch
it. It's pretty good.
You should watch it. It's on Disney Plus, and it is really good.
It's not, like, accurate to, like, what really happened with Ringling Brothers.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, it isn't about Barnum and Bailey.
Oh, yeah, Barnum and Bailey. But, like, it's, like, it hits on some of the notes that were kind of, like, it's kind of truth, kind of not, but...
See, I'm not a huge musical fan.
I'm not either, but it was all right.
It's... I would say that it is a musical, but it's they have just, like, big numbers more so than, you know, of course it's throughout the film, but it's not as bad as...
There's probably, like, five songs throughout the whole thing.
There's probably more, but they're, like, some are just, like, low-key in comparison.
There's a lot of acting, though. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hugh Jackman's in it.
Huge Jackman.
I only wanted to watch it because there was a Lyra part in it.
MJ, dude, from Spider-Man.
And I was like, I gotta see it. But it was like less than like 2 minutes. It wasn't even anything.
And it wasn't even her doing it, dude. It was a stunt chick.
Probably. She probably did some, but anything flying, she probably wasn't doing.
I'm kidding. Duh, dude. Like, I'm kidding. You guys want to try to do Weekend Geek? I know we didn't have a lot, but each of you have something?
Yeah, we can talk.
Okay.
I'm going to go first.
We can talk. Go for it.
You go.
Yeah, so I was buying at the flea market this weekend, and I found a binder full of 1970s Lucha Libre
old school. Yeah, I saw your posting, dude. Mexican, those actually look really good.
You know, like wrestling posters, dude. And I was like, this is awesome, dude. Like, and they're like totally frail, like printed on newsprint, like the shittiest way possible. They're totally from Mexico. And like, dude, I love them. I've listed them all on eBay and I've sold about 7 so far. For asking price, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to give them away, dude. I've got like $25 price tags on some of them.
I saw them. They're actually really cool looking. I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, like that's something that'd be cool to be framed and
like,
hanging up. Like they're cool looking.
Like, the guy was flipping through them and he had them marked super high. And I'm like, what do you want for the whole thing? And he's like, oh, I'm asking like 300 and something bucks, dude. And I'm like, well, dude, I'm not paying that. Like, and I was like, I'm gonna walk away. He's like, give me 100 bucks. And I'm like, all right, I'm in.
You have my attention.
You know, I mean, he I think he was sitting on him for a while.
Yeah.
You know, but he didn't. It was an old dude. He's probably like 60, you know, 70 years old. He's an older dude. He doesn't know how to move this stuff, and I don't think he uses eBay at all.
Well, most older people don't. So, they don't want to fuss with the internet.
And this is the kind of guy who when he sets up at a flea market, he's setting up constantly the whole day.
Yeah.
Just pulling shit out as he sells stuff. And I'm like, wrestling stuff you got? And he's like, ah, no, I don't. And I walked back, you know, walked around, came back by his booth. And he's like, oh, I found these. And I'm like, cool, dude. Yeah, I'm not paying that. I'll pay that, you know. So I'm happy, dude. I was super stoked. And I just made my day, dude. Like, I just.
Hey, I liked them. I thought they were cool.
They were cool, right? Like, even, like, the patina on them. Like, you know, not the patina, but, like, the age of the color.
Yeah,
of
the discoloration. And...
There's kind of like that. It looks like an Instagram filter on them, you know.
Yeah,
like
it definitely does.
It's just cool, man. Like some of their poses and like that one. It was like the Step Brothers where he was like little and then he was like big. You know, like
I like that one that had like the one in each corner. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Where your folds were right. It was like a different picture.
Yeah. So basically, that's on the back of the big one, and they fold down. So you get your big one on the back, and you have your eight little ones on the other side. Yeah. So it's kind of like Teen Bop. You know, remember that or. What's that? Remember?
Tiger Beat.
Tiger Beat, dude.
Teen Bop was a thing, too.
No, I know, but it's like, you know, you get those and you had your
fold
outs.
We know what he was reading as a kid now.
You know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas and like,
whoa,
ooh,
JTT.
You know, and
he was like, oh, fucking Donnie's on the cover this week. I need my fucking Teen Beat for Donnie.
That would have been
I had like Teen Beat for guys, dude, where that is.
Maxim Magazine?
Didn't you really have that? Like, Teen Beat. And like Tiger Beat had men and women.
No, there was
like,
not a man version of that.
Like
no.
Playboy for teens, dude.
Yeah,
that was Maxim, bro.
But in the 80s, you know.
That was Playboy.
Exactly. I had Playboys.
Let's face it. We all knew where our dad's Playboys were. Dude, we all did, of our dads had Playboys.
I was watching an episode of fucking Pawn Stars, and this old lady brings in a stack of Playboys. And Rick's like, you know what? Yeah, these are collectible, but you know what the problem is? Every guy keeps these.
Yeah.
And he's totally right, dude. And they're not worth that much money. I mean, you can probably pull, like, $4 to $7 for an issue.
It depends who's in the issue.
It really does. Yeah. You know, and obviously the most expensive one is number one with Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not going
to
get that.
One time me and my brother were at the park, and we just wanted to go.
You found a box of porn?
And we found a porn mag in the garbage can. We went to go, like, throw our gum out or something.
That's where all the best porn comes from.
What is this?
Dude, that's...
We were, like, too young.
Seriously, all the best porn I've ever had as a teenager, I found in the garbage in, like, fucking Boner Jam's 09 boxes, dude. Like,
and the pages are all stuck together.
No, they weren't, dude. Like, literally, like, we lived in New Mexico, and, like...
Well, that explains it.
There was, you know, like it was like dirt alleyways in the back of your house. You walked out and you had dumpsters in the alley.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm walking out throwing the garbage and there's just a box sitting next to the, you know, the dumpster. And I'm like, I looked at it. I'm like, holy shit, dude. This is a box of like raunchy, fucking like barely legal penthouse type porn. And I'm like,
what?
Fucking in eighth grade, dude. I'm like,
what was your expression going from Playboy to Hustler?
What was my what?
Like your expression. Like your. Because, dude, for me, like going from Playboy to Hustler was like, holy shit, this chick's like pissing on this other chick.
Well, dude, that was me. That was me finding that box of porn, dude. It was like literally, I've never seen, like, you know.
Like Playboy's nice and like wholesome and it's like a girl in her college sweater.
Well, dude, Playboy is like, you're seeing like boobs and you're seeing a little bit of bush. It's never
And they're classy.
And then they don't show you innards, dude. Yeah. You know, like in these magazines I find it was like, you know, ankles behind the neck, like you can see kidney.
She's shooting piss in a cup. I saw one in a Hustler like that. It was a girl peeing into another girl's mouth and I was like, what the fuck,
dude,
is this?
There's that scale of porn goes from 0 to 60 real fucking quick, dude. Yeah. You know, you get your Playboy, and then,
Nasty.
Pretty much, you're like, this is gross, but I'm erotically turned on.
Some of that shit.
Some of it, but not all of it.
I was never a huge fan of Hustler, dude.
Yeah, Hustler's a little too dirty.
It was too raunchy, dude, for me. And that's coming from a fucking 16-year-old boy saying that,
like,
dude.
No, I'll agree, dude. Like, I preferred Playboy over Hustler.
Oh, yeah. It was always, like, you could see those girls, like, they're like, they are real.
Well, plus, the girls you find in Playboy, you're like, wow, I could never get this girl. The ones in Hustler are like, I could go to the trailer park and get, like, 12 of these
girls. I don't know about that, dude. Maybe.
Dude, I don't know. I think I grew up with most of them.
This
girls.
Is out of my
fucking funny.
Range
Where's
of
Cooper
knowledge?
At when you need him, dude?
I know.
I know. He'd probably be like, well, I met like three girls that work at Hustler when I was serving fucking steamed burgers.
Oh, man. He knows like everyone?
Yeah.
He probably would. He'd probably be like, I was at a concert once and like funny. Jenna Jameson shot a ping pong ball at her pussy, but.
Jeez, dude. So what you got for Weekend Geek?
Weekend Geek. I went to an oddities market.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too.
And Matt was there, too, I guess. he followed me there.
He was there physically, not spiritually.
She put me in a trunk.
And I almost bought an IV stand.
A hospital IV stand.
A hospital IV stand. But then I realized, I really don't have any. We could have used it for, like, to hold this mic right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you could use it as a coat rack.
I mean, it was an older one, dude.
Could have used it as a coat rack.
And it was only $25, and I could have talked her
probably
down.
Probably could have got it cheaper.
I could have got it for $15, I bet.
Well, I ended up buying a book of gynecological. It's like an old book from
Perfect segue.
Speaking of Hustler, here's some fucking innards.
But this is actually educational, and it's super cool because there's like doctor notes in it. So it like talks about like the pictures.
Or student notes.
It could be student notes too. But it basically just like gives more information about the writing in the book. So it's super cool to get that. Mm-hmm. I actually technically got it for free because it was a booth that we normally buy from. She's usually always selling there. And he wanted to buy some handcuffs. Like old ones that were from the 50s.
Handcuffs and a book about vaginas.
Yeah.
She was like, I know what you guys are up to.
Shit, dude.
But not really. And so basically the book was like $8 and then the handcuffs were $50 and I was like, will you take both for, can I get these both for $50? And she's like, yeah. I was like, yes.
She probably would have done less, but I like the stuff she sells and her prices are always super cheap to begin with.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to, like, this is coming from, like, now I've sold at a few flea markets. So, like, you see 50, and you're like, they probably got there for, like, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's basically what I got besides a little pumpkin, cute little postcard.
Oh, yeah.
In a frame. Because Halloween is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Other than that.
So going back to this book of gynecology.
You're like, let's see this book.
No. What would it be like to be a gynecologist?
You know what, dude?
I would probably be so turned off by the female anatomy after working
that. Like, you, dude, it's just like, Chris, what's his name? Chris
Evans?
Chris Evans with the dick pic, dude. We're talking, he probably has a pretty dick. There's some women who probably don't have, you know, beautiful vaginas.
Oh, there's definitely ones that you're going to see. You're going to be like, whoa!
Well, you also have to deliver babies, so yeah. If you're not into that, you know. And then there's definitely some nasty diseases that could.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, after I did, I'd come home and I'd be like, I don't want to like see a vagina. Like,
I don't know. My doctor, he's married, he has kids, so.
I mean, I'm sure you'd have kids. I mean, you're gonna have sex occasionally because everybody gets horny. But
I bet you his wife has a beautiful, like, most beautiful vagina like ever. I bet like when he was like,
he tells her
when he was like courting, dude, he was just like, I gotta see the goods. You're out.
Either that or she's always like, why do you fuck with your eyes closed?
Oh my god, dude. Yeah.
I don't know.
I bet he doesn't eat pussy, dude.
I guarantee that he does not.
I'm not
going to
ask him that, but I'll ask him.
Yeah. Hey, do you eat pussy? Yeah.
Do other gynos go down on girls?
Yeah. If you're a gynecologist or you know a gynecologist and you're listening to the show, let us know. Like, what? How is their sex life compared to a normal person's sex life?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to know.
I mean, seriously, like, I'm not trying to be nasty or weird or gross. That's just, I'm curious, dude.
It is a curiosity because, you know? Like, that's something you look at every day. Is it something like you go home and you're like, I really fucking love vagina. I want to fuck every day.
No.
Or is it like, I don't want to fucking see another
dude,
one for a while.
It's like me with like action figures now. It's like some days I don't even want to fucking look at toys, dude. Like I fucking hate toys.
Well, in the book, there's more than that.
No, know? I know. Yeah, I know.
It's talking about other stuff like tipped uteruses and
shit,
stuff.
All kinds of
you
crazy
don't know
stuff,
anything
yeah.
about that. That's
but I'm just saying, like, yeah, there's got to be some like weird shit, like some weird smells and
like totally, sure. Dude. Like
you know, you walk in and it's not like. You're working on just beautiful women all day.
I wish, dude. That would be a guy.
You're working on like 70-year-old, 80-year-old women too.
I can't, you know, I can't.
If
get,
they go,
I can't get wet.
Yeah, like they're like,
I'm
dry. I got a cucumber stuck up here.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I ripped in the side because I couldn't get wet.
Jeez.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
how do
I would love to talk to one and be like, what's the weirdest fucking story that?
Yeah, dude.
Have?
I know. I'm putting that out there. You know, if you have Anchor FM,
If you are a gyno or you know a gynecologist, hook us up. We want to talk to him.
Dude,
we want to get him on the show.
Yeah dude. I would totally call in. You could be anonymous.
Yeah, you could be anonymous. You don't have to give us names. Yeah. You can just be like, this is the weirdest shit. Because, like, yeah, because, dude, I mean, I would just love to talk to one and be like, what is it like? Like, is it like a male dream job? Like,
no.
You're like, dude,
no,
fucking greatest
not.
Job in the world? Or is it like, I hate my
not.
Life. I wish I was a dentist.
But seriously.
Well, this book was from the 50s, so I'm sure there's definitely differences.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, well, how are you going to segue to that?
Yeah, what do you got, Justin?
What do I got? I got nothing to top that.
No. He's like, I bought a book of dicks.
I went to a dick doctor.
What's that called?
I think there is a dick doctor.
A urologist?
Yeah,
Yeah.
We don't have doctors like to specialize in our peeps, dude. It's just our normal.
Well, here's
like,
the
doctor.
Thing too.
Urologist.
No, it's just our normal doctor. Like if your balls are hurting, I mean, there's doctors who like, well, you know.
Well, here's
cut
the
your
here's
tubes
the here's the
shit.
Thing when it comes to men. With women, you're working on a vagina.
Doctors.
They work in the vagina. When they want to work on your dick, they work on it from your asshole.
Yeah.
Shannon's eyes got big. Like, if you're like, something's wrong with my dick, they're like, I got to shove a finger up your asshole.
They'll check your prostate and
shit.
Yeah. Like, so.
Like, it's not like you're like, my vagina doesn't work. They're like, bend over. I have to stick a finger in your asshole.
Jesus.
Well, they still have to stick a finger there, too.
I know, but it's not like the same. Like, they work on your vagina. They're looking at your vagina with a dick. They're looking at your asshole to figure out what's wrong with your dick.
Yeah, he's not like. Looking in your hole and shit, like
no,
you know, like when I go to the physical, literally they literally lift up the sheet and they look at it. Okay, that's it. I'm like, you're not gonna cough? No, we don't do that anymore. I'm like, well, dude, I wanted you to touch my balls, dude, because I have a female doctor, dude, my main. So
see, it was really weird when I had surgery, when I got my surgery, it was really weird. I had one nurse that came in one night, and she was totally checking out my dick, and I was like, I had surgery up here. Why are you checking down there? She was
looking at your junk.
She was. She was like lifting it up, like checking my balls.
What?
It was really awkward. Like I was asleep too. I like woke up like, whoa, like buy me dinner first. You're kind of attractive.
I'd be like,
that's kind of like, I didn't have the balls to be like, why are you like fucking feeling me up in my sleep? Like, is this what you do for fun? Or is like, is there a medical reason?
I would have asked. I'm like, that's my dick.
Cause it was literally like asleep. And all of a sudden you're like,
whoa.
Hey.
That's weird.
Nice, dude.
I would think, like, maybe they would, like, check you that you're, like, moving, like, if you're just, like, laying in one spot for too long, maybe. But, like, that's
weird. Well, they had me hook up to the little thing that, like, it pumps your blood to your legs
and
all that. So,
and stuff.
So I was pumped up to all that shit.
I know there's a weird connection with your balls and your stomach, though. Because I know when you get, like, racked in the balls, like, your stomach hurts.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I didn't ask.
Maybe it's, like, a hernia or something.
I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, it's got to be something.
I mean, that was the best time I woke up in a hospital.
If you're a fucking dick doctor and you know why this nurse is checking out, you know, his balls,
if you know why she was like totally like cupping my balls and like
weird
lifting my dick up and stuff, I'd like to know.
Oh my god, dude.
I've never had an enjoyable hospital visit, so I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't really that enjoyable. I gotta go back. I recommend the surgery just for that. No.
I recommend the key lime pie in the cafeteria. It was really fucking good.
Nah, dude. After my surgery, you're not allowed to eat for like a week.
Yeah.
They're like, you want some ice chips? And you're like, fuck you. I don't want anything because it fucking hurts.
Jeez, dude.
That sounds like when my stomach hurts and I don't want to eat for like days, but I'm hungry and I'm like, I'll just eat this trash.
No, they brought me like broth with nothing in it. And I'm like, that's just disgusting. I don't want to fucking touch it. And then they're like, you want some ice chips? I'm like, no.
I want Jell-O.
They wouldn't give me Jell-O.
I'd be like, smuggle me in some Jell-O.
Dude, my menu had like two items on it.
Fuck that.
Dang.
It sucked. Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like they removed something. Like, they fucking cut my stomach apart and restapled it. So you have to be very fragile with that.
They're like, don't move.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, don't cough really hard.
No, that sounds like when a woman like has a baby. They can't cough. They can't.
Yeah, and they're like, no sex for a while because you could rip that shit. So
dang.
Yeah, everything. Don't do anything ever.
Pretty dang. Much. They were like, you got a while before you can even like lift a gallon of milk.
Jeez.
Dang, dude. That's all you got this week, dude?
No, I watched Doom Patrol.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I watched a show that Cooper has been fucking sitting there bitching at me to watch forever. I finally watched it. I get why he likes it so much. It's actually a good show. If you got HBO Max or the DC Network, definitely give it a watch. It's actually really enjoyable. Brendan Fraser.
He's back.
Like, wow, he's back?
He's back.
He's in it. He plays. He's actually really good in it.
Oh, that's cool.
He plays a robot.
Wow, we missed him, you know?
Well, we don't have any of those, so.
He just looks like shit. Like, when he's like a person, you're like, man, he really let himself go.
Aw, poor
But he plays like a fucking piece of shit redneck NASCAR driver, like, in his past life, so it, like, fits perfectly to that.
That's funny, dude.
But the show is actually really good, and I know why Cooper likes it so much. His favorite actor, Alan Tudyk, or whatever his last name is in it. And, yeah. But it's a good show.
Yeah.
We're poor. We don't have...
No,
we're not. We don't have channels like that.
Well, you can do the trial of HBO.
We have...
you do what everybody does. You do a trial, and then it ends,
then
and then you,
you
make another
off.
Email, and then you try
to... Dude,
and then you get another email, and you do it again.
We have Sling. We have Netflix. We have Amazon Prime. We do Pluto, and I think that's
it. Well, Pluto's free.
I know it's free, but still, we have it downloaded.
And Disney Plus. But I have that through
Verizon.
It's ending.
It's ending. It's ending right...
Is
November.
Oh, it ends in November.
So we'll get like one episode.
You're gonna get a taste. It's like,
I know. I saw when it ended. I'm like, you sons of bitches.
It's like this, dude. It's like a heroin addict. We'll give you that taste.
Well, maybe since everybody's bitching about The Boys on Amazon releasing one episode at a time, maybe Disney will be like, let's just give them everything.
No, they won't. They won't.
Probably
no,
not.
No way.
They probably won't because they want us fuckers that were on Verizon.
And it's super annoying that they do that with The Boys, especially last episode. I'm like, okay.
Oh, so we're caught up.
Oh, you caught up?
Yeah, dude,
okay.
And when he pushes him off the roof, you're
dude,
like,
that was
holy
the greatest scene.
Fuck.
That's what I was talking about, dude. Yeah. It's just great because he's like, poop, and it's pop. He's
honestly,
like,
dude,
I just like when he just stands there and he's like,
oh, well.
Shit.
Dude, but like, I thought he killed the kid, dude. I'm
oh,
like,
everybody
oh,
did.
I was like,
kid wasn't
I
moving.
Didn't.
I was like, dude, that would be so amazing. He kills this kid.
No.
No powers, but he had powers, so.
I'm interested in the Liberty, spoiler,
yeah.
The Liberty angle to see where that's going.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the new
That'll
chick.
Be interesting.
All right, so we got to start winding down here. We're going to go see the movie Unhinged tonight. Justin and I are going.
I know nothing about it.
It looks so crazy.
It's got a fat Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he looks so fat.
So we'll see. It's supposed to be super intense of a movie.
Well, you picked it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. It looks, there's nothing so basically else. It's just like any day in the Chicago
street. It's about like, you know, like road rage. And this dude follows his chick home and stuff.
Well, I'll be really pissed if it's an hour and a half of just him sitting in traffic.
No, it's not that.
It's driving most of the time, I think.
Yeah,
but
him following her and stuff.
Not traffic.
Well, either way. If it's bad, I'll get a nap in. If it's good, I'll put it. Because Tenet fucking caught my attention. I'll be honest. I was not really looking forward to seeing Tenet. I was kind of like, I wasn't like, I liked Inception, but I didn't really like Inception.
Yeah.
Dude, Tenet was fucking great. I want to go see it again.
Yeah, we should go this week. We should pick another
day. I want to go see it because, like, I need to rewatch it for that shit that you miss because you're trying to pay so much attention to it. Because it's definitely a movie. If you're not paying attention, you're lost.
Yeah.
So it needs all your attention. And it needs your attention more than once.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm always paying attention. Like, that fly that's throughout The Boys.
Yeah.
And they haven't said anything about it. And I'm like, there's that fly again. Matt's like, what?
Exactly. I saw it the one time. And then I saw even before you the second time.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
You got to pay attention.
Well, see, Tenet's like that. But that's because you got to rewatch it. Because Christopher Nolan is really good at putting the soundtrack and the sound effects above the dialogue. So you can't really hear
it. He does it on purpose.
Because people are like, and you're like, what is he saying? Like, there's a whole scene on a phone. I don't know what the fuck was said the whole time on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, he does that. It's like you're there,
like,
dude.
You knew what was coming, but you had no, like, you could hear him talking on the phone, but you had no clue. And you're sitting there going, I know what's happening, but what is he telling him?
Dude, what got me is when they enter the chamber for the first time, and they're entering it, and it's a dude asking him a question. And it's like, and it, like, says it to him, and, like, and then he answers him, and then it's like, what in the fuck is happening, dude?
My absolute favorite scene, and it's not even a spoiler scene, but there's a scene where a building is exploding and coming back together in the same sequence. It is fucking trippy and awesome.
Like, it's coming back together in the bottom, and then the top is exploding.
Yeah.
Dude, that's probably my favorite scene, too, just because, shit's coming and going.
Yeah, there's so much forwards and backwards all in the same scene.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Sounds like Inception.
It's good.
It's in the same realm as Inception, but it's a little more crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put it on my list.
Because Inception, everything's kind of one way. It's weird, but it's all kind of the same direction.
Well, in Inception, you're going forward. Yeah. You're going in and deeper and deeper and deeper. You're going the same way.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You're going the same way. Where Tenet, you have things going forwards and backwards in the same scene to where you're kind of like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah, and I was lost. I was like, I don't know.
The way that Tenet went, I was, like, caught up. I was like, this makes sense. And then all of a sudden, I'd be like, I'm back to, I have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, okay, I'm kind of caught up now. And then at the end, I was just like, I have questions.
So Unhinged should be really easy for you guys.
I think it should be. So, yeah, so let's break. It's break for Hinge. We're going to go see that, and we'll do the movie review.
Yeah, because let's just say when we went and saw Tenet, the movie ended. I literally looked at him, and I go, How did this happen? I was like,
what's up, guys? We just got out of, I don't even know the name of the movie.
Unhinged.
Unhinged. Matt picked the movie this week, so I don't even remember.
Well, it really picked itself because there was nothing out.
This is true. There was nothing new this week.
Literally, this was the only new thing except for a few, like, romantic comedies that we don't see.
The Hotel.
Art
Hotel or something. Yeah. So, yeah, we saw Unhinged with Russell Crowe.
Dude, definitely a movie starts off with a bang, like, literally, and it's 0 to 60, and it doesn't let up, dude.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't wait to jump into it. I was making the joke after the movie that they didn't really have a script, they just let Russell Crowe be Russell Crowe.
Yeah, it's part of my therapy for beating all these people up in real life.
It's about a dude with, like, some anger issues, and I'm like, Russell Crowe definitely has that after real life beating a dude with a phone.
Yeah, pretty much, man. This was court mandated therapy for him, and he checks a couple boxes off the list. And
that's why I was just joking. They were like, Russell, we don't have a script. We're just gonna ad lib it. We're gonna film you driving to specific. We're gonna give you an address in the morning. Yeah. We're gonna let you sit in traffic.
Get all stewed.
And then we're just gonna film it.
And geez,
Jesus, dude. But yeah, I mean, spoilers. I mean, it's about this dude who is on his last fucking bits of sanity, and he kills his ex-wife and I guess new husband, and burns him alive, and goes, and then this lady is this little wrong place, wrong time, and she honks at him a little bit too long. And it's it from there, dude. Anything you can think of with a car and like chase scenes, it happens, dude. And if it wasn't for some of those kind of crazy wrecks and stuff, and there's like blatant, there's like bullshit, it would have been kind of a boring movie.
Yeah, it's definitely a Netflix movie that came to theaters.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was just nothing else, and they decided to put it out. And I'm sure Russell Crowe's happy about that. He gets a little bit of a...
Yeah, he gets to be in theaters again for a little bit.
But yeah, definitely Russell Crowe has let himself go.
He's definitely a little chunky in the movie.
He's chunkier than that one movie he was
in. He's chunkier than me.
Yeah, he is, dude, yeah. But
it's nice to be in a theater now and see an actor who used to be in like pinnacle shape, and I go, dude, I'm in better shape than him now.
Yeah, what's that cop movie that he plays?
The Nice Guys.
Nice Guys, yeah, he's heavier than that. Yeah. But you know, it's a good movie, dude. That's not winning any Academy Awards, but it's a cool, you know, crash scenes and just like the kind of less like premise of the movie. I mean, this it's kind of been done before with a few different movies, but this. They use some modern things with, like, Find My Phone and shit like that.
It's a movie that if you got to take a bathroom break in the middle, you could come back and you wouldn't miss anything.
Oh, no, 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 no way. There's not much dialogue. It's a lot of action. And, you know, it just makes you think twice about honking at someone. You know? I mean, really, it does. It just gives you that, like, puts that in your head. Like, well, maybe I don't need to honk at this person because I do not know what they're going through. And, you know, I'll give him a pass on this one.
I'll say give this movie a pass in the theater. Just wait for it to come out on DVD.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm going to rate it like a C+.
Yeah, you're higher than me. I'll give it a C.
I mean, it's enjoyable. But, hey, you're right. You don't need to see it in the theater. I mean...
Just wait for it to be on Netflix.
It'll be on Netflix probably next week.
Probably.
So, yeah, you know, until next week.
All right, guys.
Chris Evans' dick.
Yeah, so...
So we saw the movie. Yeah. It was just Chris Evans' dick on the screen for an hour and a half.
So let's wrap it up.
Shannon's like, I should have went.
So thanks for Shannon for stepping in for Cooper for an episode. That's always awesome. Yeah. We knew you had some fans asking for you. So
yeah, we get
there call you go. In and talk about me more. What up?
What up? But yeah, check us out online.
It's better than the episode where Matt just yells at you to shut the fuck up from down here.
Shut the fuck up.
I know.
You were like, are you recording? Yeah, for the last half hour.
Well,
you
I
don't
didn't
fucking
know.
Hear us?
I was talking on the phone, shit, but you know, with my ghetto family.
I know. But
if we get a gynecologist on, we'll call you down so
yes,
you can be on
there. Let's ask some questions.
Like, seriously, somebody that knows a gynecologist, hook us up so we can just actually.
Uh-oh.
I may have an in with my friend. I'm going to be on her podcast, which is talking about dating and relationships. She is in the medical field. She does like studies on like tumors and stuff, but I'm sure she knows a gynecologist.
Nice. Probably. Dude. Yeah, hit us up online at Geek Life HQ on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook, and leave us a voicemail message if you have Anchor FM. It's free to download. Check it out.
And the commercial's halfway through the podcast, so
it's super free. And we're not they don't even pay us, but they kind of do with ad revenue, but it's a cool little app.
Yeah, it's a great app.
It's free. You know, and it's free to create an account. Just leave us a voicemail message. Or send us an email. What is it? GeekLifeHQ@gmail.com?
Yeah.
And there you go. There's that. And then free.
And yeah, ASMR. Have fun tickling your butthole with a feather. I hope you guys buy some Lasko fans and have a good old ball.
And then Cooper will be back next week, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Unless he's fired.
Maybe.
Unless he's fired. We're permanently going with Shannon now. We're releasing Justin. Sorry.
Hi, guys.
That's the surprise at the end of this episode. Cooper, you're fired.